Now it's time for 1001 things to do with the Whoppers from your kid's Halloween bag. We join the count already in progress.
813, keychain accessory. 814, decorative soap. 815, pellets to chase crows away. 816, aquarium gravel.
That's the latest installment of 1001 things to do with Whoppers from your kid's Halloween bag. Join us tomorrow for 1001 things to do with black licorice from your kid's Halloween bag.
Eat it.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. Whoppers in the bags yesterday. Whoppers in the bowls yesterday. I saw it, and you know what I didn't see? Not one box of dots. I asked everybody, hey, I'll pay $100 for some dots.
I had dots. I got candy purposely that had dots in it.
Where are they this morning, dear?
They were given away. I thought I had set them aside, but then they got mixed in with the other candy.
You don't pass the dots test.
What do you mean I don't
when
pass
you pull
the dots
out, test? When you pull out dots out of your Halloween candy for someone that you know loves them, as opposed to just a handful of crap you throw in somebody's bag. But that's fine.
I did set them aside, but they somehow got mixed back in.
Oh, we believe that.
Well, I did. I had them sitting in, and they all got mixed in. Then they got taken to my mom's.
Who'd you set them aside for?
You.
Liar. 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 Good morning.
Who
welcome.
Else am I going to set them aside for? Nobody else likes them.
You never pull them out, so don't even pretend.
No, I did.
Hey, it's not 29 degrees. It's about 35 degrees now as I pull into the building this morning, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to continue to drop this morning. It's definitely cold. I'll just tell you that.
It was 32 on my car thermometer. What was it on yours when you came in?
I said 35.
Okay. Well, it was 32 on mine, so it's dropped since you've come in.
So it might be always darkest before the dawn, always coldest before the dawn. So we'll see if we get down into the 20s or not. But today's high, not even 50. 49 for the high today. 58 tomorrow. 63 on Friday. 70 on Saturday. We're back into East Tennessee. Yeah, not a dot to be found. But you know what I saw? You know how we often ask during like COVID and people going out and buying cars and also boats and stuff like that. And then you got people today still not working, still not showing up for jobs. Like we say, where do they get their money? I saw more full-size candy bars last night as I trick-or-treated with my two new best friends, and we're out doing our thing. And they if they didn't offer full-size candy bars, you got a little piece of candy or two. And then they had a bowl of goodies like pencils and toys, and I'm like, where's this money? Where's the king-size candy bar money coming from? And now I know. There must have been something last year in the Halloween that set my son-in-law off. Because remember, he was in an argument with my daughter about whether or not they were going to have any full-size stuff to give away. Mm-hmm. My daughter's like, we got the bag of regular fun size. And did you ever break down the
I
sizes?
Still don't know what they're called, but okay, they're just, they're like the medium.
When she yells, I know that she
didn't
follow through.
they were just bags of candy. Well, I don't know what you call them. It just said Halloween candy.
You said medium or something, or medium?
They're medium.
Medium is right there on the
They're not snack
medium.
Size.
Say that right. Well, Snickers medium.
Well, they're not snack size. They're not fun size. They're not full size. They're like medium. They're like
mini size.
Not
they've
many.
They've got a name on it.
It just says Halloween candy, and they're just like.
I mean, the individual size. Bar of candy. Nonetheless, there was tons of full size candy bars. And my daughter doesn't live in an expensive neighborhood by any stretch of the imagination. It's just a middle of the road, middle class neighborhood. And I'm like, damn, what the hell. But not a dot. And no black licorice either. No black licorice treats.
Mm-mm. I didn't see any licorice.
Was your son put in charge of handing out any Halloween candy like he was at the trick-or-treat trail the other day? Oh, Tyler pulled the whole, well, here's the deal. So his son, I met his son, lovely son. I've not met him before. It was lovely. And I walked over to the tent, and he's literally taking two handfuls of candy per child's bag and throwing it in there. And I'm like, you know, that's not going to last. I mean, truly, we had hundreds of kids in line at the trick-or-treat trail.
Right.
I said, you know, Carter, just a couple, just a two. He looked at me like, no, and he grabbed another full handful. And then Tyler pulled the, I tried to tell him.
I tried to tell him twice.
You know, you should only have to try to tell your son something once.
Yes.
Until you snatch a knot in the tail, or you pull him back from the line and say, okay, if you can't follow the rules, then you don't get to play.
And I had to do that after you left. And then he got it right. He started giving out two apiece.
Well, I looked over and he was sulking. So yeah. I don't know if, in fact, you had snatched a knot or not. But nonetheless, I'm like, I tried to tell him. I'm like, then tell him. Then tell him. Because that we had line out the damn door, and we didn't have a lot of candy.
No.
Yeah, we had some, but not enough. Hello?
Yeah, we had...
Okay, good morning.
All right. We had two different places with candy, so yeah.
So yeah, why?
We had candy.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, we still had candy when I left, so...
Yeah, but you didn't save me any dots. 6 o'clock on the dot on Starwater 2.1, Mark and Kim show. Get your morning Did You See's coming up next. Starwater 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station with the Mark and Kim show, powered by the Uten Law Firm. I wonder how many law firms had to get involved in the new contracts that record companies are insisting the artists sign now so that they can never do what Taylor Swift is doing by re-recording all of her old albums, like from this one, 1989. Is it over now? Taylor's version from The Vault, first on Starwater 2.1. Is it over now? Taylor's version from The Vault. It's Taylor Swift on the Mark and Kim show on this cool morning, about 35, 32 degrees, maybe dropping below 30 before the sun rises this morning. Final week before we fall back on Sunday morning, Saturday night, effectively. It's Wednesday, first day of November. We'll get into No Shave November, and now's the time to break up. Actually, I'll get you more of a specific notification on when it's time to break up. And it has to do with No Shave November. Hmm. Halloween roundup, stupidity, if you will, from last night's Halloween. Yesterday's Halloween as well, as a teacher in Mesa, Arizona, a high school teacher, now on administrative leave, after students say he dressed up as the devil and said, "Hail Satan," to the students.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Yeah. He's out. I guess that's the separation of church and state, right? I mean, right? Unless it's a Christian school or a school based in religion, you kind of have to keep the religion out of the schools, right?
All religion, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Satan or devil worship is some people considered a religion. So that's done there. It looks like cannabis candies were found after kids attended a Halloween event at the Alameda Elementary School.
Start them young.
Cannabis, really? Is that what you believe, Kim? Kim is advocating drug use for children. On Star 102.1. Start them young with cannabis candy.
No, what I'm saying is they start them young. Whoever it was apparently thought start them young, you know, the elementary school.
You were speaking on behalf of someone else?
Yes. Not myself.
Cannabis-infused fruit chews were found among candy the elementary school children received at an event organized by the P-T-A.
Those PTAs.
PTAs, Parent Teacher Associations. One child ingested the THC candy, became ill, and sought immediate...
Just one? Lucky it wasn't a bunch of them.
Became ill and sought immediate medical attention. The district said the two families found the weed candies among the sweet treats the kids got at the PTA event. The candies were labeled as Lost Farm Cannabis-Infused Fruit Chews and resemble Starburst.
Those cannabis gummies. Mm.
We urge all families to sort through their child's candy generally this week. Please know that we are working quickly to determine the source of this candy and if any other children received it. The police department are investigating the incident. And freedom of assembly, constitutionally protected activities, like dressing up as Pennywise from It and standing on a street corner across from an elementary school. Mm. Now, you don't believe in the freedom of assembly. You don't understand.
Not for clowns.
There's no difference between clowns or anybody else wearing a mask, or even you wearing makeup. There is absolutely no difference. It's actually the very same thing. And because the school asked him to leave, he's like, you understand public property? Look, photographers go through this all the time. You may take a picture in public anytime you want, especially even of front-facing buildings. If it's facing the public, it's public. And if it's off of school grounds, he's fine. He stood there, and it was quite the hoot for parents. Because it's Halloween. Are you telling me that even on Halloween, that somebody, like, what was it in Greenville, South Carolina, when there were some clowns standing at the edge of woods?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's just creepy.
So, but it's meant to be creepy, done to be creepy.
I know it is, and you're asking for trouble when you do that.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
You're asking for...
No, you're doing it to be creepy and for people to be creeped out.
Right.
You're not doing it just to, I just want to dress as a clown.
But that doesn't mean you...
Carry a red balloon and stand at the edge of the woods for no good reason.
But you do know that that doesn't make it wrong or illegal.
I understand that.
Okay, because then when you were going on about it, then no, they should be arrested. They should be arrested.
Because it's creepy.
You can't be arrested for creepy. Mm. You can't. Or scary, or anything else like that. Yeah, it made quite the stir, if you will, in that school district.
I can understand that.
And it's a great costume. I mean, it's as Pennywise as Pennywise can get. Somehow,
he
even looks like he... Oh, sorry. I shouldn't turn the
eye. You can show Tyler, but I don't want to see.
Is it over now? Taylor's version from the vault. It's Taylor Swift on the Mark and Kim Show on this cool morning. About 35, 32 degrees, maybe dropping below 30 before the sun rises this morning. Final week before we fall back on Sunday morning, Saturday night, effectively. It's Wednesday, first day of November. We'll get into No Shave November, and now's the time to break up. Actually, I'll get you more of a specific notification on when it's time to break up, and it has to do with No Shave November. Hmm. Halloween Roundup, stupidity, if you will, from last night's Halloween. Yesterday's Halloween as well, as a teacher in Mesa, Arizona. A high school teacher, now on administrative leave, after students say he dressed up as the devil and said, "Hail Satan," to the students.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Yeah. He's out. I guess that's the separation of church and state, right? I mean, right? Unless it's a Christian school or a school based in religion, you kind of have to keep the religion out of the schools, right?
All religion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Satan or devil worship is some people considered a religion. So that's done there. It looks like cannabis candies were found after kids attended a Halloween event at the Alameda Elementary School.
Start them young.
Cannabis, really? Is that what you believe, Kim? Kim is advocating drug use for children. On Star 102.1. Start them young with cannabis candy.
No, what I'm saying is they
start them young.
Whoever it was apparently thought start them young. You know, the elementary school.
You were speaking on behalf of someone else.
Yes, not myself.
Cannabis infused fruit chews were found among candy the elementary school children received at an event organized by the PTA.
Those PTAs.
PTAs, Parent Teacher Associations. One child ingested the THC candy, became ill, and sought immediate...
Just one? They're lucky it wasn't a bunch of them.
Became ill and sought immediate medical attention. The district said that two families found the weed candies among the sweet treats the kids got at the PTA event. The candies were labeled as Lost Farm cannabis-infused fruit chews and resemble Starburst.
Those cannabis gummies. Mm.
We urge all families to sort through their child's candy generally this week. Please know that we are working quickly to determine the source of this candy and if any other children received it. The police department are investigating the incident. And freedom of assembly, constitutionally protected activities, like dressing up as Pennywise from It and standing on a street corner across from an elementary school. Mm. Now, you don't believe in the freedom of assembly. You don't understand.
Not for clowns.
There's no difference between clowns or anybody else wearing a mask, or even you wearing makeup. There is absolutely no difference. It's actually the very same thing. And because the school asked him to leave, he's like, you understand public property? Look, photographers go through this all the time. You may take a picture in public anytime you want, especially even of front-facing buildings. If it's facing the public, it's public. And if it's off of school grounds, he's fine. He stood there, and it was quite the hoot for parents. Because it's Halloween. Are you telling me that even on Halloween, that somebody, like, what was it in Greenville, South Carolina, when there were some clowns standing at the edge of woods.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's just creepy.
So, but it's meant to be creepy, done to be creepy.
I know it is, and you're asking for trouble when you do that.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
You're asking for...
No, you're doing it to be creepy and for people to be creeped out.
Right.
You're not doing it just to, I just want to dress as a clown.
But that doesn't mean you...
Carry a red balloon but and stand at the edge of the woods for no good reason.
But you do know that doesn't make it wrong or illegal.
I understand that.
Okay, because then you, when you were going on about it, then no, they should be arrested. They should be arrested.
Because it's creepy.
You can't be arrested for creepy. Mm. You can't. Or scary. Or anything else like that. Yeah, it made quite the stir, if you will, in that school district.
I can understand that.
And it's great costume. I mean, it's as Pennywise as Pennywise can get. Somehow, even looks like he... Oh, sorry. I shouldn't turn the
eye. You can show Tyler, but I don't want to see.
Start with a 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. Got the Mark and Kim show, her versus him, like I said, for Ice Bears. Tickets coming up in just a little while. So, you turned me on to the McDonald's app. You're the one.
You asked me not to.
I said, don't do this
but
to me.
But it's good.
No, actually, you're not paying attention then.
What do you mean I'm not paying attention?
When's the last time you were on the McDonald's app?
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
My iced coffee.
You need to pop it back up.
Oh, no.
And then agree to the terms and conditions, the brand new terms and conditions.
It's
which,
changed?
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
So do you remember last week when we talked about that Wendy's settled with a customer whose lap was spilled upon with hot coffee.
Oh, yeah, $3
million. $3 million settlement, not a court decision.
No.
But they settled.
Yeah.
It was mere days after that when you opened up your McDonald's app.
So I went on the McDonald's mobile app today, and I saw this. And basically, you have to agree to the new terms and conditions to continue using the app, you know? And then I started reading. These include a binding arbitration provision and a waiver of your right to a trial in court, including your right to a jury trial? What? And I can't go to the continue unless I press this, which says, I intend to and understand that I am agreeing to a legally binding contract.
Yes, your McDonald's app now is a legally binding contract that you cannot hold McDonald's liable for anything that happens to you by eating or drinking their food or beverages. If you find a chicken head that has been molded into a nugget and then deep fried, you may not be entitled to a jury trial if you go through the McDonald's app. The McDonald's, are you doing, are you looking at
yes.
it right now?
Yes.
Yes. And then
if
you scroll through, it gives you the long ass contract. Oh, did I click on it? Or did I just order my 2 sausage burritos meal? You're damn right I ordered my 2 sausage burritos meal. I tell you this, though. I have like 14,000 points.
Oh, gosh.
You could order anything you want twice.
Actually, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. It costs like $6,000 like for an Egg McMuffin or something. It's like nothing. It's like, didn't. I'm going to use those and then whoosh, off goes the app. Because walking into the McDonald's, and then getting that hot cup of coffee and then something happening and you spilling it on yourself and you burning yourself because it's 214,000 degrees. You then have legal rights. But if you use the app, you've agreed to waive any protections provided to you.
But I can save so much through the app.
Yeah. Yeah. You can save a lot.
It's good pages
luck,
and pages.
Good luck trying to sue them. So, yeah, check your McDonald's app. Maybe. And I would imagine I don't have any other app for fast food other than that.
Chick-fil-A's good, too.
Yeah, the point I'm making is it won't be long before they all do this. It's if one does it, they all follow suit. Oh,
yeah.
Of course they will. That's G. Idol and I Do on Starwater 2.1 at 644. Tom Cruise involved in presidential executive orders. Now that Taylor Swift is a certified billionaire, does it change your opinion about billionaires? I know you hate them.
No, I don't. I don't know why you keep saying that. I don't have a problem with billionaires. They worked. They got their money. Hmm. They deserve it.
Yeah, but when they went down in the sea thing.
I didn't say anything about the billionaires.
It was just billionaires.
No, I did not say that. No, I didn't.
We'll have to go back and
somebody
check.
Somebody must have said something, but you keep pegging that on me, and I didn't.
President Biden got scared of artificial intelligence after watching the new Mission Impossible movie.
So that's how Tom Cruise is involved in it.
Well, Tom Cruise is a Mission Impossible.
Well, he is.
And there's now a sweeping executive order about artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence was what scared President Biden.
So you've linked all that together.
Into sweeping. Well, you would take anything about Tom Cruise and turn it into a bromance.
Yeah, because you have admitted that you have a bromance with Tom Cruise.
No, I didn't admit to having a bromance.
Yes, you did.
Are you going to, God, you and your history. It's when we met and we locked eyes and other people were like, my God, look at them. It's like a bromance. It was other people. I told you you could never say anything bad about Tom Cruise again after that, but I certainly didn't say that we had a bromance. Others, and even you saw the pictures, you're like,
oh, you have a bromance with Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're not denying it.
Oh, I guess I'm not. If I could just move the conversation along,
I'll
agree to anything. So Biden recently watched the movie in which AI program called The Entity gains sentience and goes rogue, creating havoc for Tom Cruise and his team. Hate to throw any spoilers out there, but it happened. Biden's chief of staff, Bruce Reed, said, quote, if he hadn't already been concerned about what could go wrong with AI before that movie, he saw plenty to worry about. And so now here's a sweeping executive order. About artificial intelligence and I guess different, what's the term I heard the other day? Red something, forgive me, that has to do with artificial intelligence that will somehow keep it from taking over. The whole point is we don't know how and when it's taking over, how it's doing what it's doing. When the information goes into what they call the black box and then kicks out something else totally different on the other end of the, we don't know how it does that. That's the whole terrifying thing about this whole thing.
It may be doing it. It could have been doing it for years.
How in the world, I guess, you know, how does this leak out to the news concerning President Biden when, you know, generally the news would have scuttled that information. If the last guy had done that, seen a movie, maybe he had seen a movie and came up with the Space Force. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that different space movies probably inspired him to come up with, you know, the Space Force. Right, exactly. I'm surprised this got out. If this is legit. This, come on.
It can't be right.
Doja Cat on Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Powered by the Ooten Law Firm. Her versus him is just moments away today. More Ice Bears tickets to give away for the game called The List.
I saw one thing last night several times over.
All right.
And I'm here for it.
You're here for it?
I'm here for it.
You're here at Star 102.1?
I'm here for seeing this. I'm here for what I saw.
You mean you liked it?
I like it.
Okay.
You may be surprised.
Never. I told you that yesterday. I'm never surprised. About 32 degrees right here in downtown Knoxville, everybody. Maybe a little bit cooler in the outlying areas, which would put it just below freezing. On a cold day, 49 for the high today, 58 tomorrow, back into the 60s, upper 60s by the weekend, 70, everybody, by Sunday, and then lingering about the 60s into next week as well. And I don't see any chance... No chances of rain until next week. Looks like Tuesday could be the best chance for rain.
What may be my unpopular opinion, older people should be able to trick-or-treat.
When you say older people?
Older people.
You're older than what, dear? Older than 70?
No.
Older than 8? Hold on. This is somehow going to be about her son trick-or-treating last night.
He didn't trick-or-treat.
18 years old.
He did not trick-or-treat last night.
Okay, then what's this about? I'm sure it has something to do with you or your family.
No, it doesn't.
Shocking.
I saw groups last night of older teens and some adults, but they came as, like, one group was as the Scooby-Doo gang. One was the Peanuts group. I mean, Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, all of them. And when Charlie Brown got his candy, it was, I got rocks. I mean, they played out the parts well. They dressed well.
An adult couple as we were walking back to the house after taking the kids out yesterday. An adult couple just trick-or-treating full-size adults.
Yeah.
Like fun-size candy bars? No, these are full-size candy bars. Full-size adults in costume trick-or-treating.
I saw that too.
And my wife goes, well, you know, maybe they're doing it for a kid because you know. You know.
You did that.
You did that. And
yeah.
I almost got arrested for it.
Mm-hmm. Because you had a knife on you. But.
Not only on me, in my hand and tapping it against the door and threatening small dogs.
And we've talked about how you shouldn't do that. But we had a group of friends, and this is too soon. Instead of Chandler, they had a ghost. Ooh. Too soon.
How? So the rest of them were dressed up as friends?
Yes. And then they had a ghost. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. It's funny, but it's also too soon.
I thought Halloween, you were able to kind of set aside the political correctness.
Yes, they did.
Because, you know, we're all so politically correct now. You can set aside on Halloween. That's funny.
It was.
It's sad that he...
But too soon.
Now, so you're contradicting yourself.
I know, because I laughed.
But it's not too soon if it's Halloween. If you agree with that, then you have to say, okay, on Halloween, even though Matthew Perry just died.
I mean, just died.
Someone had to have gone, oh my God, you know, we can go as friends.
And they
one
did.
Of you go as a ghost.
And they did.
Going to a costume party is one thing. Escorting children who are walking up and getting candy and maybe standing right behind them to be entertainment for the candy giver is another thing. But literally on their own trick-or-treating to get candy, I'm not sure I understand that.
The Scooby-Doo gang, Scooby-Doo was a kid, okay? And the rest were older teens and, you know, an adult. But they all were trick-or-treating.
So you're telling me your son wasn't out trick-or-treating?
No, he had football until 7:30.
So you're not telling me that, or you are telling me
no,
that?
He did not trick-or-treat. But we had older teens and adults, mixed groups, I mean, you know, with from kids to adults, and they were all trick-or-treating, and I was fine with it because they were all dressed in costumes. And I mean, I'm not talking like they put on a mask with their regular clothes. Or, I mean, they had full-on costumes of the groups I saw. Right. They were all polite. If it was a group of older teens, trick-or-treat, they didn't just come up and open their bag and just expect you to dump candy in. They were saying trick-or-treat, thank you. They were, I mean, well, it wasn't.
Who just walks up and opens their bag?
Oh, in years past. I've seen kids just, or adults or whatever, just come up and they just open their bag and then, you know, it's like they're there for whatever and then they leave. But it was like, I'm okay with that. It's like, if you're playing by the rules, I'm okay with it.
I thought the rules were about 13 on trick-or-treating for actual candy. Well, going around and escorting as a group of friends, make sure you have a kid with you who can go up there. I mean, then you can make your appearance at the door.
Well, I've got some, after the game, I've got some towns who really have cracked down on it, and then some thoughts and how they're changing.
All right, we'll be back. 7:13 now, the Mark and Kim Show. Her versus him is set. We got our contestants ready to go. One named Jamie, one named AJ. Try to figure out who the girl and who the boy is. We'll do that next for the game called The List after Lil Boo Thang, Paul Russell on Star 102.1. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim time, everybody. As we welcome our two contestants, Jamie, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my.
Jamie's in the middle of breastfeeding. And,
that's what it sounds like.
Baby won't latch.
No, I'm dropping off my baby.
Dropping off the baby, hopefully on the corner of, like, you know, Church and Union or something.
No.
Good morning, AJ.
No, with my mother-in-law.
Good morning.
This is effectively the same thing, right? Oh, everybody. Hey, good morning, AJ. All right, so here's the list. I'm going to hand a list to Kim after she hands me a list. So I'm going to try to describe this list to you, AJ, over 75 seconds. Try to get as many out of 10 as possible, of course. And then AJ, Jamie, at the end of the round, you'll get to try to steal some points if AJ and I have to skip something or run out of kids.
The mother-in-law has turned around and said, I'm not taking the baby today.
That's right. Listen to this child. All right. I'm glad me and AJ are going first. Maybe we'll have all of our child care issues out of the way by the time it's time for Jamie to take the baby.
And today you all are playing for 4 tickets to the Ice Bears home game of your choice. Every game is a family-friendly way to enjoy sports and entertainment. Tickets on sale now at KnoxvilleIceBears.com. All right. AJ, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is at a let's say a Japanese or a Chinese restaurant, and the little white pellets that you eat are called what? The little white
rice.
Yes, and if they cook them on
fried rice.
Yes, and if they cook it with pollo, the bird that we all eat, so it would all be
chicken and rice.
No, come on, you said it. The first two words you said, and
chicken,
then
fried rice.
Yes, this is like a Dremel, a handsaw,
Power tool.
I'm going to skip. I said power. Okay, this is FAQs. At the end of something, you get FAQs. What do those
stand? Frequently asked questions.
Yes. The Mark and Kim Show is blank blank. The Ooten Law Firm. Do you want to know what you want? Know who?
Sponsored by?
Very good. Someone who gets up and talks to you and gets you all hyped up and ready to go, and they get paid for their appearance to talk to you. That is Tony Robbins is one of these. They get you up and moving, and they get you excited, and they get you, and then they sell you a package of stuff that's way too expensive because you're not making any money in life.
I'll think about it, but next.
Okay. What sound does a duck make?
Quack.
Yes. When you've written a good book and it goes on the top of this, not the
bestseller.
That's an incorrect answer, but there's Scoremaster Steve. What do we have right now?
All right. AJ has 4, and there's 2 that Jamie can steal.
Just 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jamie?
Was the last one bestsellers list?
Yes, she steals a point. All right. Anything else you want to steal? Quickly.
No.
Okay. Scoremaster Steve.
All right. That's 4 for AJ, 1 for Jamie.
All right. Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jamie, are you ready?
Let's go, girl.
I know. I hear no caterwauling anymore, so we're good. All right. Here we go. On your mark. Get set and go.
Okay, this is if you can bend really easily and your body moves really well, you are this.
Flexible.
Yes. This is, you're a man and you were married to this female before, but now you're divorced. So she is your
ex-wife.
Yes. This is the big Lone Star State. What is it?
Texas.
Yes. This is when they go and you put you behind this machine and they look inside your body and they see your bones and...
Right.
Yes. This is when Skims are made of this or the foundation garments. It's really stretchy, but you put it on and you suck your body in and it's a type of material. Exercise clothes. No, exercise clothes are made of this, and it's stretchy. Sometimes jeans have this in it to hold your belly in. Do you know the kind of material it is?
Nylon?
No. Okay, this is, it used to be, okay, X is this now, but it used to be the bird. It's a social media that used to be with the bird. But
Twitter.
Yes. This is, okay, the one of the bad guys in Batman, and he's bald.
Panda.
Well, she went back.
Yeah. Yes,
she
very
went back
good.
And got that point. All current right. score, Master Steve.
It is 7-4. Jamie's got 7.
How many can he steal?
One. Just one.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
I need to do that math out loud for us. Add up what she can do and what he did and what they can do and all that mess. Good Lord, Score Master Steve. Oh, AJ. Pure walloping. What was it? Read that list real quick. I'm sorry.
Flexible, Lex Luthor, ex-wife, Texas, ex-lax, x-ray, suplex?
Suplex.
I didn't know what that was.
All right.
Complex, spandex, and Twitter.
All right. And her list was chicken fried rice, fill in the blanks, blue plate special, power tools, hit and run, bestsellers list, frequently asked questions, sponsored by motivational speaker and quack. Congratulations, Jamie. We'll see you at an Ice Bears game of your choice.
From the Landmark Recovery Traffic Center.
There's a kid still in the car.
Good morning.
Daylight saving time. Coming up on Saturday night into Sunday morning. We'll fall back an hour. So it's now 7:47. It will be 6:47 next week. And then you'll see that the light comes out before 7 as opposed to, you know, almost 8 o'clock. And it gets finally a little light out there. But it is cold this morning. About 32 as you start your day. 49 later, 58 tomorrow.
Before Her Versus Him, I was talking about some of the grown-up groups that came through last night for Halloween. Some communities are still trying to deter that.
Oh, why should they do that? Yes. Doja Cat on Star 102.1. Agora Hills, the Mark and Kim Show.
More than one quarter of adults believe that children are never too old for the tradition of trick-or-treating.
She's selling something here. This is her second segment.
Well, I told you.
On adults trick-or-treating,
yeah.
As I was going on and on yesterday about her 18-year-old man in her house getting out there trick-or-treating.
He didn't trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give out candy. He had football practice. He didn't get home till about 7:30. We handed out candy. Then we went to my mom's, like we always do. He didn't trick-or-treat. But we had several adult groups, older teen groups, come to the house trick-or-treating, dressed, polite, did all the things. You do that, you don't just, you know, do it for show, just come and open a bag, don't say trick or treat. I'm not for it. But if you do the right things, I'm for it. So, but more than a quarter of people are now believing that you're okay. Some people believe adults can trick or treat.
You know, that means 75% of people don't agree.
Well, 46% of parents agree that. Now, parents, people overall.
So that means 54% of parents don't agree.
Well, but it's still almost 50-50. 46% of parents agree that children, you know,
of any
older,
age.
Yeah, can trick or treat.
Which means more than not believe that they shouldn't. So the majority speaks. No,
but it's
not
still,
according to Kim. She'll find the smallest percentages.
No.
25% of parents.
But if it's 46%, it's almost 50-50. Okay? Now, 16%.
Well, but go on.
16% of adults felt kids should stop trick or treating around 17 or 18. That's 16%. So 17 or 18.
All right.
That's still older teens.
What are other communities doing?
Okay, other communities are trying to really crack down, like in bigger cities.
Checking IDs?
Well, no.
If you have an ID, stop trick-or-treating.
Well, because most kids don't have IDs. And
some kids are holding off on getting their licenses later than ever before, so they may not have an ID at 17.
That's right. In some places, there are laws discouraging certain age groups from participating in Halloween trick-or-treating. Chesapeake, Virginia limits trick-or-treating to kids 14 and under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as well it should be. It should be a young teen thing, not an older teen thing.
And the city of Bathurst in New Brunswick, Canada, passed a law to prohibit kids 16 and older from ringing doorbells.
Yeah. You're too old.
If you pass a law? If you're 16 or...
Yeah, how do you pass a law?
I mean, you can't...
for trick-or-treating... We'll play a little Schoolhouse Rock for you next on Starwood at 2.1. Starwood at 2.1. You got the Mark and Kim Show powered by the Uten Law Firm. You hear that, people?
Sounds like an airplane.
You know what that's the sound of?
What is it?
It's a sound of silence.
It's loud silence.
It's an arid, dusty plain. Kind of funny. 8:09 on November 1st. We've heard nothing from Kim.
Oh, my Christmas songs, because November 1st, I think Christmas.
It's 8:13 on Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show.
Yeah, I'll put the Christmas tree up in the cubicle probably next week.
Those of you who have listened to this show long enough know that when Kim doesn't bring something up that is in play, like a current situation that's happened or brewing, like a car accident or something else her family has done in the most ridiculous fashion that it can be done.
What are you talking about?
That she's literally hoping that I have forgotten something. And you know this, you listeners know this. So here it is, 8:14. What are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about?
The fact that it's 8:14 a.m. on Wednesday, November 1st.
Okay.
And yesterday's conversation about almost this entire hour was you taking the long way around, you know, from your a-hole to your elbow, as opposed to just going up to Oak Ridge and paying the ticket for 67 and a 45. Instead of just getting a money order or a cashier's check or taking cash or whatever and just driving to Oak Ridge to pay it off.
I took care of it.
Listen to me. See, I love when you say you took care of it. Because am I wrong to say that as of right now, you do not have an idea, you do not know, if it has been, quote, taken care of. You've done what you think you have to do to take care of it.
Yeah.
You've been provided a tracking number from your bank because you just can't take money to Oak Ridge to pay it off. You want to leave it up to a bank to issue a check to then put it in the mail for them to get it and open it in time so that you will avoid a bench warrant.
I paid extra for the overnight delivery.
Listen to
yes.
me. Tell me where we sit right now with the tracking number that as of yesterday was not registering as a tracking number.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I there's no tracking available.
I told you if she doesn't bring up something, she wants me to like, oh, I've thought of something else to talk about or whatever the case may be. So with 1:30 p.m. pending.
That's my court time, yeah.
As of right now. You don't know whether or not it's going to be paid on time. So just answer these are yes or no questions. You do not know if it's going to be paid on time because you are hoping and praying that all things happening, like a package being delivered overnight like it's supposed to be, because, you know, no one's ever paid for overnight packaging and it didn't show up the next day like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that it's getting...
What happens when you assume anything?
Make an ass out of you and me.
All right. So, and it ain't me involved. I'm just sitting back loving this. So here's the question, of many. Are you going to go to Oak Ridge today?
No. I assume that it's getting there because I assume that sometime I'm going to get the message that says your package has been delivered.
If you don't have, if they're not updating the tracking, you've clicked on the tracking and it
constantly. I'm checking it because essentially,
it's so funny. Your husband works in the online world. He literally works online.
Well, not in delivery and stuff. Though.
Listen to me. I mean, let me finish my sentence. He works in online. Yet the two things you can't do, you can't track your ticket online, and you can't even track a package that's being delivered on your behalf.
I can usually
to Oak
track
Ridge City
things.
Court.
It's not my fault. I can't track it. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. It just says no tracking available.
And
at
yesterday's podcast, and we do the morning show every day, and then we sit around afterwards and we talk for a bunch of time. You know, Kim says this is what gives you life. This is what Jesse had to say about yesterday's podcast. Today's show, referring to yesterday's show, was incredible. My brain felt like it was twisted into a pretzel while I tried to understand Kim's logic in choosing the hardest path traveled to resolve a moving violation ticket. I'm 100% sure if Bravo ever picked you up on their radar, they would offer you a reality show. You would dethrone the Real Housewives and even the Kardashians' relevance in TV entertainment because I asked the question, why do you always choose the hardest way to do something?
I don't feel like I do. I feel like I'm doing.
Don't you feel now, just to be sure, here's the question I'll leave you with and we'll come back. Do you feel compelled to go take care of it today on your own? And just in case, it might be there. But do you feel compelled to...
No, I trust it's going to be there.
Oh, my God. We'll be back.
From the Landmark...
Day 30 on the dots on Star Water 2.1 with the Mark and Kim show. Yeah, I got no dots last night. It's going to be... Everything's on the dots today. Well, when we come back, we're going to learn about something called personal fable. It's also called optimism bias. You may better know it as it can't happen to me syndrome. Oh.
What would that have to do with
it? It can't happen to me. Oak Ridge City would never come arrest me for not showing up for court for a ticket that I went 22 miles an hour over the speed limit for. No. We'll be back next. That's a Kid Laroi. That's too much. And she is simply too much for my brain to handle. I'm
just enough.
8:34 on the Mark and Kim show. Kim has what is called, and this is based on... just to bring everybody quickly up to date, she sped through Oak Ridge because you know Oak Ridge, and you know Kim got a 22-mile-an-hour over the speed limit ticket, $130. Can't find it online. So we'll just hold off to the last minute, and then we'll just overnight a check to them, and then hopefully UPS will deliver it before the court date and blah, 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 you have it can't happen to me syndrome, also known as personal fable. Personal fable, a belief that negative events are likely to happen to other people than they are to happen to you. You have optimism bias or unrealistic optimism, or you're just nuttier than squirrel turd.
Well, I am optimistic. I do believe I'm pretty optimistic.
The don't you know who I am syndrome.
That's not true.
And
that is
I'm
not
Kim
true.
Hansard.
No.
Who the hell are you syndrome?
No, that is
and
not true.
They'll see the name and they'll like, oh.
No. Oh. No, that is not true.
Mike G. Lover, constant companion to the Star 102.1 app, has weighed in on this whole fiasco.
I think you should show up to court just to make sure you don't ever assume when it comes to court proceedings.
That's right.
Actually, listen to Mark for a change.
Here's the thing. I cannot tell you how many times, especially in the last decade, that I've said something or I've done something, a way I live my life or do something, or I've said something specific, and she's come back and said, you know...
It's been a lot.
You know, if I had just done what you'd said, or if I had just done what you'd do.
I hate to admit it, but you're right.
I know you hate to admit it.
I say that many times.
We had a whole 30-minute bonus podcast on why you hate to say that.
I know.
Where it gets kind of real. And it got a little real yesterday, because I don't know why I'm so, and I can't even figure out the word for why I'm so concerned. And I think it's because it's that whole bird test you hear about now. A bird test with a friend. And let's say you say something like, oh, look at that cool bird outside, and they don't really care, and that means something to the relationship, versus, oh, my God, look at that, and then you talk about it. That's called the bird test. Like if somebody's concerned about something that's going on and makes the same concern or the same observations that you make, I'm concerned about you, I guess, because I like you. I hate to admit it. So that's why I'm probably so concerned that you can't get out of your own way. The other thing is, what does your husband feel about this whole thing?
He feels that I waited too long. He said, why did you wait so long? He thought I had taken care of it already. He thought that I had paid it already, right? And so things were taken care of. So when I told him I've overnighted a check, and he goes, what, today? When I did this on Monday?
Yes. Does he know as of right now you still have no tracking information on that?
He knew as of last night. Okay. Yes. He's listening this morning. Does he knows, know that, I still don't know.
What are his thoughts? And you literally at 10 a.m. this morning, or 10:20, whenever we're done the podcast, you getting in the car and beating feet up to Oak Ridge.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him this morning about it.
Okay, so here's the final say on it, because I really want to be done with this. Are you going to get in the car?
Not really planning on it. Oh. I mean, should I really? I mean, I trust that it's going to be there.
Hold on. Did you out here, constant convict Mike G. Lover?
I know.
He knows his court proceedings. Don't ever assume anything about court, Kim. Or maybe your husband's thinking, I could use a few days off. What's the deal? Kim in the clink, you know? Her versus him. Mark versus Kim gives up Ice Bears tickets the rest of the week. We got the Mark and Kim Show podcast available on all the podcast apps with 30 bonus minutes and beyond. Continuing to browbeat Kim over speeding tickets she doesn't want to go to court to pay for. Depending upon UPS, we'll do a little bit of that because we got a bunch of texts coming in. So that'll be in the bonus part of the podcast. We sit around after 10. Also, definitely want to talk about how No Shave November has to do with when you break up and why No Shave November has specifically to do with how to extricate yourself from a relationship before the holidays. That's coming up. And, of course, has Justin Timberlake fled the country over the whole Britney Spears thing? This is all coming up in the 30 bonus minutes we do. Find it on the Starwater 2.1 app. You know, getting an app on your phone is not that hard. Why you buck it? Not you all, the royal you.
I know.
Whenever we see, hey, can we see your phone? I don't do apps. Yeah, you do.
Everything you do is an app.
That's right. You app. 8:50 now.
And we're also going to talk about how food delivery robots in Knoxville could be changing.
They're changing?
Yeah.
Are there some out there now?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Dua Lipa on Starwater 2.1. You got the Mark and Kim Show.
Food delivery robots or personal delivery devices. You know, they've been on the UT campus for a while now.
Yeah, I thought you meant out in regular
Well,
Knoxville.
They're going to be.
Okay.
That's the deal. Good. All these companies are wanting to move them all over Knoxville. Like, we could have food delivered here and all over Knoxville, just like they do on campus. But the problem is they, being the city officials, are afraid that things, they'll get in the way or they'll mess up traffic because they would be crossing on crosswalks and different things. And they're concerned that places that don't have sidewalks, where are these robots going to go? How are they going to be regulated?
Have you seen the way that the scooters are treated around downtown Knoxville?
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're saying. So they're wanting to do the same thing they did with the scooters and have a 6-month moratorium on the robots until they can get regulations for them. So there's all these companies that are putting it out there.
It's all starting.
And so the city council last night had a meeting and they want the 6-month moratorium, get the regulations set up, and then have the companies come in and bid on the jobs so that they can get with the restaurants and individual companies and Grubhub and all that stuff.
How many points do you get if you knock one into oblivion and shatter into 1,000 pieces? Hey, 50 points? Get a coupon. Free gas for a year from Food City and Star 102.1. Go to our website, star1021fm.com. That's Jelly Roll. And if a fly lands on your Jelly Roll, you'll never eat it now. What I got. Things I'm going to tell you, you probably didn't know. You think fly lands on your food, you swat it. Yeah. You know, you knock it away, right?
You don't take that part of the food and separate it out?
Take that part of the food.
Because they got little legs, you just take it and scoot it over.
Turns out that this is something that might just change your whole approach about just flap your hand away. Turns out that within the first few seconds of a fly landing on your food, it starts vomiting digestive fluid right on the food it landed upon.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just their dirty feet.
You think they've got dirty feet?
Well, I've heard flies
they stepped right over the welcome mat. They fly over the welcome mat. Well, you know what that's for? It's for wiping your feet.
Well, they don't touch it, though.
They fly in without putting their feet on the welcome mat.
I've always heard flies are like the dirtiest insect or flying thing ever. So I've heard that.
Starts vomiting digestive fluid on the food. The fly is trying to get it soggy enough where it can slurp up your food because flies don't have teeth. And flies aren't exactly sanitary bugs. You know, you see them flying around manure. Well, they're slurping that up too. So when a fly throws up on your food, even though it's a tiny amount, they could be spreading dangerous bacteria, including salmonella and that E. coli. Not every fly is going to contaminate your food, but they could. And babies, why are you itching yourself right now? You're literally reaching into your cowl neck.
I'm scratching. It's itching. I'm scratching.
Not necessarily. It could. Babies, elderly people, and people with weak immune systems are most susceptible to this. Sounds like COVID, doesn't it? So what can you do? Actually, babies weren't susceptible. So what can you do when you eat outside? Keep the area trash free, because trash attracts flies. And they say that if you're at a place and you can't see the trash, like you're not near the dumpster or a trash can, yet there's still flies, then that's something wrong with the kitchen.
Ooh.
I think this is something. I think they're trying to get us locked in home. I think they're, once again, they don't want us to go out. This is all part of that. Don't go to restaurants. Don't go to any place where flies might be. You know that place they call outside. Don't go outside. Be a prisoner of your own home. Put on your mask. Take this virus shot. Yes. The fly vomit virus shot. Come get it.
Fly vomit shot?
Yes. Yes. That's right. We've collected all the vomit from all the flies. We've turned it into a virus. An inoculation. Travis Kelce's going to start pitching that too online and on TV. Used to be crazy. She's not a Florida man, though, is she? No, she's not from Florida. No, not at all.
No.
Miley Cyrus. Florida man games, by the way. We talked about this earlier this week? Last week.
Last week, maybe. I think it's a great idea.
On the Mark and Kim Show, yeah, the events. You can go to Florida Man Games, floridamangames.com, and see all the different activities that will make up the competition. That's right. Finally, compete head-to-head with other Florida men. In stuff like a catalytic converter, two bikes, and a handful of copper pipes, a.k.a. the race against time. And other assorted events in the Florida Man Games, like weaponized pool noodle mad duel, evading arrest obstacle course, Category 5 hurricane cash grab, all these fun stuff. They have added games.
Okay.
They have added games. Like... robbing a restaurant at Finger Point.
This is a hold up.
Not even putting it in your pocket.
Oh, just the finger.
Exposing yourself in the pillow aisle at Target, a new Florida man event. Pepper spraying your mom.
Oh.
Fishing an iguana out of a toilet. Doorbell licking.
Okay, you're, no.
Hold on. You're now just picking up on it?
Yeah, at first I was like, okay, I can hear Florida men doing this.
Exposing yourself in the pillow aisle at Target?
Okay, well.
You didn't speak up on that one?
We had an incident in North Knoxville just the other night that wasn't too far from that. So I was thinking, okay.
I don't understand. What happened in North Knoxville Target?
There was an not a North Knoxville Target, but it was a Walmart. And so I was thinking, okay, that's real. Yeah.
With the noises. TV crew shows up. How fast can you take your shirt off? and a kind of like, the game Operation. You know, you can't touch the sides. Building a meth lab without it exploding. See how far you can go. It's almost like Jenga. You know, or that other game with like you pull out the blocks, the ice blocks, or the or the peg sticks, or whatever, the balls will fall through. Yeah. How about this one? Get a selfie with an alligator, which seems to be one. And finally, riding lawnmower high speed chase race.
That sounds real.
With actual real Florida cops too, which is great.
All you people want is more. Give me.
More.
Okay, let's look back on the earlier part of the Mark and Kim Show, which, by the way, has been called by many people this morning concerning your ticket and the payoff, and it's been called Radio Gold. If they have Emmys for radio, says Nicholas, y'all need to submit Kim's ticket saga, Radio Gold. And I said, you mean the F Emmys? There's no such thing, but...
I'm not so sure about that. So.
Let's see, who screamed at you to, Kim, just go to court? This is concerning the ticket. I told you we'd follow up a little bit on the podcast here. As it's now after 10, and... you know, we'll do this. You know what we'll do? We'll do the podcast for 3.5 hours, okay, starting now. And at 1:30, we'll make a phone call to the city county building or the city court or whatever they call it in Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge City Court.
And remind them of our address just in case there's an arrest warrant issued for the lack of appearance.
You seem a little too excited to have me arrested.
Well, we talked about you have optimism bias. You have personal fable. You are... You have it can't happen to me syndrome.
No, if anything, you have all, if it's bad, it will happen to me syndrome.
No, you don't.
No, I do. Because okay, I'm afraid it will happen to me.
If you did, then you'd be on your way in 25, 30 minutes from now.
And how do you know I won't be?
How do I know you won't be? Because I know you. And you are a faithful person, as in you have faith, whether it's appropriate or not. You put your faith in things that, personally, I'm more skeptical about, but...
I'm thinking I'll at least call and say, hey, do you have this money, or has it shown up? And if it hasn't, I'm going to have to go to the courthouse.
Let me guess, she'll make that call. How long does it take to get from here to Oak Ridge City Court? Whatever that number
at
of minutes...
At the speed limit?
Whatever that number of minutes is the number of minutes she'll leave before she has to be there. And then something will happen, or she'll pull in right at the wrong... Oh, please go ahead and go to the courthouse, says Cody. As good of content as it would be for you to be arrested on air, we don't want to lose you, Kim, so please just go and make sure. Michelle from Knoxville, dear God, go to court.
That's the one who was yelling
at me. I get
it.
I understand, like I said yesterday, these kind of things happen to me, but dear God, go to court. Mm-hmm. Other people have... weighed in. Hang on 1 second. Hi, good morning. Good morning. It's Starwater 2.1. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What can I help you with?
I'm calling to say the answer to this weekend. People are going to start doing Christmas shopping.
What look at the dial that you are listening to right now. What is that? What radio station does that say?
102.1.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, Texas, part of the Metroplex.
Correct.
Yeah, the stockyards and cattle's walking.
Yes.
Yes. Love that. Boot shop right there in the corner. I got a pair of boots that I overpaid for. That was the last time that I was in Dallas/Fort Worth, a.k.a. the Metroplex, when I traveled there from the Knoxville, Tennessee radio station that you've called to, where we work.
Oh,
we are Star 102.1, but
we're Knoxville, Tennessee, not Fort Worth, Texas.
And the people who are starting.
There you go.
What, dear?
I said, well, there you go. I called the wrong number.
Yeah. Well, the 865, when you dialed that in, did you think that wasn't a Texas area code?
No, honestly, I didn't even look.
Didn't even look? Didn't even look when you dialed?
No, I just pressed the call button. That's all I did.
Huh. So you must have said, call Star 102.1. It's nice to know that we're a bigger station than whatever's in Fort Worth, Texas. that we're immediately the default Star 102.1. Well, hey, have fun. What's the weather like in Texas this morning?
It is 39.
It's chilly there. It's chilly here. It's 35 here, 34.
Chilly,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love Fort Worth, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Oh, good. Well, sorry I called the wrong radio station. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The people who are starting Christmas shopping this weekend are behind.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you just so I don't have to go and have my head explode from my shoulders. So as of right now, as of this moment... You have truly no plans to go take care of this, and you're just going to...
No, I'll call. I'm going to call when we get done with everything in here. I'll call.
All right. No Shave November. It's kicking off today.
Now, you've not shaved. I mean, you've trimmed your beard and everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
but shaving
and
trimming
is
two
different. You've had a beard for a while.
I've had a beard for 3 weeks now. 4 weeks, maybe.
It grows quickly.
It's a fairly fullish beard. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to not shave for November? No shave November?
I have a beard.
I know, but are you going to let it grow and grow and grow? Or because your wife has opinions.
What are my wife's opinions? She called me Santa Claus the other day. So what do you think her opinion
is? And you love
is?
When she says that.
Then she, no, I hate it. Then she,
I know you do.
Then she says things like, oh my God, it's so sexy. I'm like, do you have a Santa fetish? No.
It does look good on you. I've said that, but then you don't believe me.
But, well, I don't believe anything you say much, to be quite honest with you, when it comes to me.
Well, you should, because I'm not going to lie to you.
You've never called me
sexy. I made fun of that one yellow shirt you have. And so I'm being honest with you when I say, y'all.
I never wore it again, did I?
Well, I mean, I'm being honest.
So no shave November before we get deep into, you know, character issues here.
But the beard looks good on you.
Like why you never call me sexy.
Well, I'm not calling you sexy, but that would be kind of weird, I guess. But
why? But I can't be sexy?
You could be sexy. You have been sexy, but I mean, like right
Excuse
now,
me?
I'm not.
You mean like right now, I'm not sexy?
Well, right now, I'm not thinking of you as sexy.
When did you think of me as sexy?
I don't know. I can't.
Was that when I was living at the house for the first three months?
No,
I was here?
No. But the beard looks really good on you.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
you.
It does. You wear it.
I
want to
know when you thought I was sexy.
I don't know. There's been times when you've. You know, shown up someplace and you've looked really good. And I was like, oh, that's sexy. But I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, you look sexy. That would
sexy.
Be inappropriate.
That's sexy as an afterthought. Oh, that's sexy.
That would be inappropriate.
It I would mean, be? We're, well, so we don't know each other well enough for me to
no,
say.
No, we know each other well enough, but it's just, I don't
like
know.
Like today, when I saw a really bad TikTok video that you guys had done and I said, it's not your best look. I said, you're a beautiful woman. And I didn't say, you're a beautiful woman. I told you straight out, you're a beautiful woman. You shouldn't let yourself get on TikTok looking the way that Tyler put you on TikTok, all sweaty and weird-faced.
Well, I wasn't sweaty. You said I looked sweaty, but
Have
I wasn't
seen
sweaty
it?
At the time.
Have you looked at bad lighting, sweat, or mineral makeup, or whatever?
It wasn't mineral
And I said
makeup,
the words,
just...
you know, you're a beautiful woman. For you to have yourself depicted like that is a little shocking. So I referred to you as a beautiful woman, but I'm you're sexy. Yeah, I get that up there. Nonetheless... No Shave November, I think, was developed so that if you are dating someone and you are someone that does not normally have facial hair, or you're with somebody who just doesn't like facial hair or the scratchy itchies or whatever and asks you to shave, like your girlfriend, baby mama now, she must not care too much about your facial hair.
No, she does. She does not want me to shave my face at all.
So she cares what, I mean, she cares. So she likes that you have facial hair.
Yeah.
She doesn't want you to shave it.
No. Okay.
So let's say you're 6 days, 8 days into non-shaving for No Shave November. Takes us right to that perfect date of November 8th. November 8th.
Now he has thoughts about this.
It's November 8th breakup date.
Anyway.
November 8th breakup date. If you're looking to get out of a relationship before all the crap that you got to do as a person in a fledgling relationship, I'm not talking about 6 years in. I'm talking about you've been dating for a few months. Things are going okay. It's not great. You're not falling in love. And you don't want to have to deal with gatherings. All right? Because there's things that you'll be gathering for that if you can it's November 8th breakup date.
Now you think that this whole no shave November prostate cancer men's health and wellness thing that
Wait,
was
what? That,
well, No Shave November originated, if I'm not mistaken, for men's health awareness and prostate cancer originally years ago.
Well, then
this
should
started.
Be don't shave your bunghole November. Then,
well,
if it's for prostate cancer,
what is I'm it? What mistaken. Is
it? Are you just trying to say that all men are assholes and so
no,
our faces
no. No,
are just a big asshole?
No, I think it originally
okay,
started.
Trust
for
me
men's
on this.
Health.
I'm not getting that deep.
Well, I'm just saying, you
so
think that
speak.
Was yeah.
okay.
You think that was just a cover to get to the
Look, I think so No Shave November cover. Before happened well before they started whatever kind of charity drive or whatever. Before that got connected to it. Let's not get too deep on this. I'm just saying 8 days in to hair growth on a face if you're doing No Shave November is very unattractive.
Oh, it's ugly and it's prickly and it's
The last
awful.
Time I screwed up my goatee I had to shave it all off, and I looked like a thumb penis, okay?
A thumb penis?
Yes, like those misshapen penises you see, and they have a certain thumbish quality to them, as I hold my thumb up now. And maybe you haven't seen enough penises in your life. But
well, I haven't done inspections, like, you know.
Well, maybe you should. Nonetheless, I looked.
Drop them, boys.
I look, I look different. I look so different without facial hair that I can't even stand it.
You really do.
And so I'm guessing I'm not sexy then either. And so... So, No Shave November, 8 days in, November 8 breakup date, is perfect for, they're already looking at you like, oh, what have I gotten into? Because you look rough around that eighth day, all
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then you break up, you're like, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I like you and everything, but I'm just, you know, I just can't do it. What they're doing that for... And if you don't have a crazy person that's going to track your every whereabout and every place you're going to be and stalk you because you broke up with her, get through the holidays, get through Thanksgiving, get through the Christmas crap, the parties, especially the employee parties. Oh, for God's sake. My wife forces me to go to ours every year, forces me. And then we watch that schnook down the hall over drink and act the bigger fool than he already is down the hall. Mm. Oh, my God. and so I was like, oh, my God. And he's got, like, his wife is like... Like, really cool.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Like, good looking. And
yeah, she is.
This dude's a schnook.
She's super.
And so, and then you got alcohol in him, and then he's like talking, and oh, shut up. Nonetheless.
But you're saying that the guy with the prickly face and the ugly beard just starting 8 days in is the one who breaks up.
Oh, yeah, you
but
break up.
But are you doing it in the hopes that the girl will say, what have I got?
Well, every guy wants the girl to break up. All right? Every guy wants the girl to break up. So if it doesn't happen by the eighth, if like 6-7 days into beer growth, she's like, this is not what I hoped it would be, and then she ends it. See, when you break up, you do it in a sad way. Like, I'm really sorry. I'm just. The holidays are tough for me, and
oh
I just
my
think
gosh.
I just think I need to be alone. And that you get through. You don't have to. And then think about this, because you know, no family get-togethers with her parents and their uncles and shit like that. So you got that out of the way. Then gift giving season gets a lot less expensive. Oh. You don't have to buy anything for Christmas. You don't have to pay to get new clothes to go to Christmas parties and shit like that. You don't have to worry about New Year's Eve because that's a whole crap load right there. And then you get through February 14th, mm-hmm. all right? You skip Valentine's Day, so you don't have to pot, you know, no dinner you have to pay for, no gifts you have to buy, no flowers you have to deliver, no other, no, and you have to show out now. And, you know, you have to. It's like a promposal. Everything's a promposal now. Valentine's Day.
It doesn't have to be. It does not have to be.
Have you seen the online shit, Kim?
I have, but okay. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to be that person.
I appreciate you saying that, but you do know that some people, like if you don't go over the top on Valentine's Day or whatever, then you've just not performed.
Then so you're with the wrong people.
February 17th, you make that phone call. Well, okay, you text. I can't believe how hard these holidays were without you.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I meet you just for coffee today? I want to talk.
Oh, my God.
And then
gosh.
You come up, you look, you're shaved, you're dressed and all the with clothes, with all that money you saved over the holidays. What are you rolling your eyes about?
This is awful.
This is how it works. November 8 breakup date.
I think this is awful.
Why?
Because if you really care for the person that you're
getting back with. I said it's a relationship that you're talking to each other. You're going out on dates. You might be having a little sex. But you're not really committed to it. Because look, these kids today... The commitment thing, look, I told you I fell in love in a car ride, okay? A college car ride. I got out of the car and I was with the person I was with then, now 38 years later. Okay, that doesn't happen anymore. These kids don't fall in love like that anymore. They just don't, okay? They take time. They take time. They think about it. They you know, they go without sex, okay? They barely want to drive, okay? So they're taking a lot. Look, this is why marriages are later than ever before.
Relationships, okay.
Do I say it's not okay?
No, you're not saying it's not okay.
What I'm saying is this. This is how you do it. So you can save yourself, especially if you're taxed, if you're having money issues.
But you talk to each other about that and you agree.
You don't want to talk to anybody you've been with for 2 or 3 months about your money issues because that's goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. If you're bringing up money issues that quickly into a relationship, you're either you're trying to show that, hey, I'm hoping that you have money to pay my bills, Destiny's Child.
Not necessarily.
Okay, so... No, but trust me, dudes, on this. November 8, breakup date. You got about a week to get that beard going. Look rough. Don't shave the neck. Don't shave the upper face, especially under the eyeballs. If you're one of those guys that gets a little hairy under the eyeballs, let that grow. Go werewolf on her. go werewolf on her November 8th. But trust me, even though it rhymes, and that's the November 8th breakup date, you can go all the way up to Thanksgiving, okay? All the way up to Thanksgiving, because there's nothing between now and Thanksgiving. Halloween is over. You know, and she dressed up in her costume last night, and just, you know, you thought she'd be like sexy, you know, Barbie or something, and she turned out to be just Barbie. You know,
it just wasn't all
You're
that.
Awful. Yeah. Are you agreeing with this?
Okay, don't overplay your hand.
No,
you know,
I'm not.
Okay,
I mean,
don't call
seriously.
Me awful, because it's not awful. It's an actual mindset that if guys want to get out of a relationship, that they're kind of, you know,
Well, if you want to get out of it and stay out of it, yeah, but I just, every year I disagree with you.
February 17th or 18th.
Every year I disagree.
You make that
with
coffee,
this.
You come in, you got the double breasted on because those are back for some reason. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're high and tight. You got the hair all made perfect. You're clean shaven, or you've come out, you held on to No Shave November right through the holidays. You've worked that thing into a perfect non neck beard. Good morning, Tyler. So, you know, and you're looking fine. Oh,
I will never agree with this.
And then she's like, damn. You know how she gets.
She may have already gotten that way with somebody else while you
That's
were
what you
off.
Find out in the phone call. But think about it. Then you're dapper.
So you're okay? set for somebody else.
Then you're dapper. Yeah. You're dapper. What else do you need to know after that? You're dapper. You're ready to take on the world. She says, no, you go, fine. You walk right out. Boom. Save yourself a lot of money. Boom. Boom! I'll bet you Justin Timberlake wished that he had grown a beard from November 1st to November 8th, and a certain Britney Spears had vacated that relationship back in the day when it was all about Justin and Britney. Because guess what? Here it is. How many years later? 20?
It's been a long time.
20 years later, and here we are still talking about this.
What, they broke up in 2000?
Flat?
Or was it?
2000 flat, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
She was, what, 18? She's 36 now? I mean, 38 now? 40
She's
now?
She's 40.
40? Shit.
41? Somewhere in there.
I think I've said that bad word more times than not in this one. I'm sorry.
You have several.
Did Justin Timberlake escape the country to get away from Britney Spears fans? He has was seen arriving in Cabo San Lucas for a family vacation.
Well, he'd already turned off his comments on his socials.
Yeah?
Yeah, because people were going on there whether it was about her or not. I mean, he would just have something on there and people would go in and comment about how awful he was and when they were still together.
Well, how do they know? Just because of Britney's book?
Because of her book and things she had made, because she talked about, you know, he made her get an abortion, which I still stand by. He couldn't make her get one. Her body, her decision. But, you know, she
You don't think anybody's ever been forced to do something they didn't want to do?
No, I do. I do. But I don't think she can blame him for all of it. She was part of it too.
You never heard of you didn't see the relationship she ended up in with that Svengali like Sam Lutfi?
Yeah.
You think she was in control of her decisions then?
No, I think there's been a lot of her life that she wasn't in control.
You don't think that people can be coerced into just doing something as I won't use an adjective there. Something like aborting a pregnancy. You don't?
No,
think,
I do.
Well, then you can't say it's her body, her choice. If her mind is influenced by others trying to convince her to do something that she didn't feel. Many people have been convinced to do things they don't want to do because they've been influenced by other people. So don't
I do
say
believe that.
Don't. Yeah, Justin can be very complicit in this.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
but it wasn't just his decision, is what I'm saying.
I understand that.
But I mean, he's been accused of a lot of things through the years, and people are giving him. I think people are getting back at him for things that happened a lot of years ago. Going back to the Janet Jackson thing, which I think he got the better end of things from that. So I think people are finally getting at him for a lot of things that he was let go on.
But then you're also dismissing a lot of truths about 2004. The truths were that Janet Jackson knew exactly what was happening when Justin Timberlake ripped the bodice apart and then there was her breast.
Yeah.
Okay, so she knew that. In 2004, Janet Jackson was on the back half of her career.
Yeah.
Okay. Simply, she wasn't putting out hit music. You have your fan base. You have people that love Janet Jackson. But Justin Timberlake in 2004 was as on fire as Taylor Swift is now.
Absolutely.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you can sit there and say that, you know, he benefited and she was, you know, somehow trashed and she got
caught the tail end of it. I mean, the bad end of it, I think.
Well, the only tail end was the end of her career. So it's not like, you know, she probably with that extra notoriety could have maybe put out more hit music, worked with people that, but
fair.
Did she choose to? Whatever happened, happened. I can promise you nobody said, you know, we're not going to play Janet Jackson music because of the fact she exposed her breast on television, when in fact we'll play Justin Timberlake's music because he did expose her breast. That's the biggest bullsh argument I've ever heard. I don't agree with it at all because it's just the way the music industry is. If you're looking at the music industry as some sort of paragon of culture and virtue and
I don't think we can look at it.
Well, the point I'm making is you think they're going to make decisions based on anything other than money?
No.
So exactly. No. So because Janet Jackson, by you know, keep in mind her biggest hits. I said hits. Her biggest hits were in the late 80s and 90s.
You're
by
right.
2004, she was almost irrelevant. Look, I love Janet Jackson, and I love Janet Jackson music, but I look back at the songs I like the most, okay, are from, you know, certain albums that took place in the, like, 1980s.
No, you're right.
Like Control and Pleasure Principle and all those other great songs.
Very fair.
All right?
Very fair.
Justin Timberlake, you know, you can hate on Justin Timberlake for coming out of that smelling like a rose.
He did.
When she could have come out smelling, because in today's world, and even then, any publicity is good publicity. It doesn't matter. You don't believe that?
No, I don't.
In today's world, you don't think any publicity is good publicity?
In today's world, more than it was then.
2004 was the advent of social media.
But
that's exactly when Facebook was hitting and all this other stuff. But do it. Yes, it's different then than it was now.
I think we're always going to agree to disagree on that to some extent. Because
based
I think,
on what?
I think she got more bad publicity, which was not considered good at that time. I mean, I don't think there was a lot of good that came out of that.
And you're
for
right.
Her.
We will have to agree to disagree on that.
But anyway, back
even
to Britney and Justin.
My least fond things to do. I prefer just to disagree. Yeah. Can we disagree to disagree on that?
Sure.
That's better for
whatever.
Me. Yeah, he disabled his comments as Kim was going on and on and on and on and on about. Considering the timing, it wouldn't be too surprising if he wanted to get his family away from any drama.
Yeah.
At what point does Jessica Biel just go, you know, I'm Jessica damn Biel. Have you seen this back shelf? Have you seen this back porch?
Mm.
What else they call it? Swing on the back porch?
Dump truck,
yes.
Badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk, you know. She's Jessica Alba, man. I mean, I'm sorry. She's Jessica Biel. Jessica Alba's pretty nice, too.
Yeah.
I don't know much about her dump truck, though. And what else did I threaten? Did I threaten a normal or nope for today?
You didn't, but those are fun.
You like normal or nope?
I like it.
All right, normal or nope? I said this one the other day, and I should have just continued on with it. Knives for cutting bread don't need to be clean. Normal or nope?
Normal.
I think that's normal.
Yeah.
I think you have to wipe it off, but,
yeah.
You know, like with a paper towel or something. That was something we did agree on.
If you think about it, if you put it back in the block, because my bread knife is in a block, that bread, especially the little crumbs of it that might be sticking to that knife, they dry up quick.
Yeah, but you don't want the crumbs down in the block, I don't think,
because
they could build up.
Because Lord knows you can never turn the block upside down and shake the crumbs out of it.
Well, no, you can, but do you want them building up in there?
It just turns bread turns to dust after a while.
Yeah, but I don't want that dust in there. What if flies get in there?
Right.
You heard that earlier today.
Exactly.
Normal or nope? My son cleans up dog poop with rubber gloves, not a shovel or a plastic bag. As in, like, the backyard's full, and he goes out there, instead of using a shovel, he takes rubber gloves, picks it up, and puts it into, like, a container to throw it away or whatever.
Nope.
I'll say normal.
I don't want the feel.
Mm-mm.
You know how you all going on about texture issues on
mm-hmm.
stuff? About eating, which, of course, only developed around 1997. I would never walk a dog where I had to pick up its poop.
Nope.
Because two things in play. I'm having to reach through a plastic bag, so there's the feel of the poop in my hand,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's much more so the temperature.
Yeah, it's warm.
Of the poop. At least with rubber gloves in the backyard, more than likely, unless you're living in, you know, hot desert Arizona or something like that, that poo is taken on, you know, a bit of a solid form because it's colder.
Mm-hmm.
or maybe it's, you know, not scorching 98.6 degrees or whatever the dog's temperature is, and then you have to pick it up and put it in your hand. Hell nah. I'm using a shovel, and if I'm not using a shovel, I'm using a hose.
But even if you but even if you're walking your dog,
I'm never walking my dog, so
but
simply
even if
for the
you
fact,
are and it has to poop, you can have a pooper scooper, you know, which you pinch the handle up at the top and you can pick it up and you
so
know.
You're one of those people?
Well, no, because we have a backyard that our dog can go out in and then we clean up out there, all but right. We don't do it with rubber gloves.
Normal or nope. When I eat Lucky Charms, I save all the marshmallows for last. Normal or nope?
Normal.
Normal.
Nope. That's you look, they put it together for a reason. It's a taste combination, not like much else in the world. Crunchy and soft and sugary and sweet and all those things you like. Lucky Charms. You will push all the marshmallows to the side?
I don't do any either, so maybe I shouldn't even speak up because I don't eat Lucky Charms. I don't think they taste good at all.
You know, they're magically delicious.
So people say, but I don't like them.
You
now, I don't separate them myself, but I know people who do, and so I feel that's normal for
my brother
some people.
Always did.
But me personally, I want to spread it out.
Well, you know, I'm asking you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then for me, then it's not normal.
Hence, it's
nope.
Thank you. Play along. Normal or nope? When I go and do a number two,
what is it with the poop today?
I think it was the flies.
It must be.
When I go, that was vomit. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're attracted to. Yeah.
To poop, you're right.
Yeah.
When I go and do a number two, I strip naked to do that deed. My reason is that I want to be comfortable. I only do this at home and with the bathroom door closed. I do not do this at work or in public. Look, don't judge a man by his drawers put it all the way down to the floor at the urinal. Don't judge a man because I did that once and I turned around and I realized that he was special needs and maybe doesn't know any better. Maybe he's a childlike person in a man's body and those pants were all the way down at his ankles. Butt-ass naked, going pee-pee at the urinal. Mm-hmm. And I almost felt like I needed to either say something or get someone because that's a little too much ass.
And to, like, help in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to say I didn't consider helping. I'm in a men's room. I'm doing one thing.
Well,
okay, two things. Sometimes three. and so I felt compelled to, like, dude, like, say something. Dude, pull up the pants, man. And then I turned around and realized, okay, I get it. Okay, get it. I could totally get it. I understand it. And moved on. So don't judge a man by his urinal nudity.
A lot of young kids, until you say, you don't have to put them all the way down.
Yeah.
You know, like in the potty training process. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's not normal because there's a lot of stuff on the floor.
I have taken off shirts.
Sprinkles and...
I've taken off a shirt to go poo-poo.
Now, why?
Because sometimes they're longer shirts, and I don't want it dangling anywhere near my asshole.
Yeah. I know my son used to take his and bring it all the way up under his arms because he didn't want anything getting on
That's
it.
How he wears his shirts. I've seen him tie it off right there at the navel. He does. He loves that look.
But he
used not to, a good look for him.
When he was little, he didn't want anywhere near, you know, anything. Mm-hmm.
I bite my baby, 2-month-old daughter's nails instead of clipping them.
I've seen moms do that, but I don't think it's normal.
Are you afraid of what the clippers will do? Because there's baby clippers.
They scare me.
Baby clippers are tough to deal with. I've watched my daughter do this, and it's like, oh, my God.
My husband had to clip Eli's because I couldn't do it. Just like I can't do the dog nails.
And look what happened. He now bites his nails down to the quick.
He does.
Your husband ruined him.
I mean, he clips them. He.
Your son clips his nails?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he do it that low?
He can't stand to have nails, but then he wants nails because when he has something that needs nails, he's like, God. I don't have nails.
Normal or nope? I sleep with a pillow over my head, not under it. That's my wife.
That's your wife.
That's
you
normal.
Talked about that just the other day.
Yeah. I will throw a pillow over my head if there's light in the room and I'm having trouble sleeping until, you know, because I leave a light on so when she comes in later than she can see what she's doing. I'll take her pillow and drag it on my head, and because I've got a elephant trunk sticking out from underneath of it. Because of my CPAP machine, it doesn't affect me. It actually just keeps my head warm, which is fine. I can fall asleep. To me, that's normal.
That's a nope to me.
No pillow over the head?
No, I would feel like I was. Do you put a pillow over your head too?
Yeah, occasionally.
Well, yeah.
I would feel like I was suffocating.
And you also don't want to put a pillow over your head because the men that stand around the bed and wave the fan at you throughout the evening, they need to see their queen.
Yeah, because when I say I have a fan by my bed, I don't mean like an electric fan.
No, you mean just fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Kim's sick Kim fans just stand around and they just slowly with big palm leaves.
That's right.
Just,
yeah. Fresh ones every night.
And they need to be gazing upon. Is there a soft key light from the ceiling just slightly illuminating your face?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. Yeah. This is after her husband has already turned down the bed for her.
Yeah.
I may be making up the other shit, but that's not made up at all.
Lavender aromatherapy.
Let's get back to your husband turning down the bed for you.
Well, that's true. He does turn down the bed
for
me.
He makes a point
mm-hmm.
every evening
mm-hmm.
to go upstairs when he's doing something else or going down the
hall.
It's
part of his nighttime routine.
Is turning down your bed because you can't be bothered to grab that sheet and comforter and pull it back yourself.
Sure I can. I can do that. It's not something I've asked him to do. He started doing that way back.
At some point, though, he had to have stopped.
No.
He has been consistent in that.
He has been very
consistent. He's not consistent in a lot of other things.
No, he's consistent in a... No, he is. But he... This is something... Unless he's out of town...
We've highlighted his inconsistencies on many occasions.
Unless he's out of town, he pulls back the bed for me. Every night.
And what do you do on those nights that he's not there for you?
My son does it.
You're kidding.
No. He's learned from his father. I've always thought that the father, you know, the children watch how their parents do and how you should be in a relationship. And what you model is what the children do for their significant others. So I think my son just picked up on it. He knows that my husband comes and turns down the bed every night. So if my husband's out of town, now sometimes my son will almost forget. And, you know, I can hear him rushing in there like as I'm in the office doing something.
Is that after the text that my bed hasn't been turned down yet?
No. He just does it.
My God, Queenie. Freaking Queenie.
I'm a princess.
No. You're not a queen, but you're definitely Queenie.
But if they're both out of town, I just sleep in the floor.
Sure. Goodbye, everyone.